At 12:30, we're going to go to No Filter Friday open line. So if you have something you want to talk about, we'll do that at 12:30. Let's go to Woods right now. Woods, you're on. What say you?
My comment about the reduction of judges, would it cost more to keep inmates in jail, food, clothes, shelter, recreation, medicine, which would be cheaper? Keeping the judges or keeping the inmates in jail? If this is the thing about saving money.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because you have two different folks that are responsible. In one case, it's the city, right, of the pretrial inmates in jail. And in the other case, the courts, the state is contributing dollars for those positions. So it's not the same paymaster. But be that as it may, I think. Go ahead.
What you told me is still public money.
Oh, sure. Yes, sir. What I'm just saying is the interests don't align. The interests of the two parties don't align.
Right. But what would be the most cost saving?
Well, we don't know because we don't know the impact until the three judgeships are no longer there. And that's why I have been trying to point out the obvious. If I were on that court, I could tell you that I would be having a meeting right now with the DA, the sheriff, the members of the court, to anticipate the loss of three judges and to develop a plan to see how we can all become more efficient to make up the difference. Because as it stands right now with the open cases that are in these courts, the felony and misdemeanor pending cases, when the three judges are lost, each of the other judges, the nine judges, will end up with 53 more cases. There's a total of 477 cases at the present time in the three sections that are going to come to an end. So 53 more cases. I mean, that's a relatively large number, but it's not one, I don't think, that's not manageable. But things don't just happen, Woods, and I'm sure you recognize that. You got to make it happen. You got to plan for it. You got to develop a strategy. You got to figure out everybody's going to have to do more. That's what you do when the challenges are there, whether you're in the private sector or the public sector, to overcome those challenges, you got to do more.
Yeah,
agree?
I agree, but it's like two sides to every story. What is the purpose? The cost saving or efficiency?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I get your point. You're right.
I don't want to take up too much of your time, but that's just something that came to my mind.
Okay. No, absolutely. Great observations. Yeah, great observations, Woods. Great comments. I mean, these are all things that you would take into consideration typically before making this kind of decision. I go back to the court has no one to blame but themselves. I mean, they've had every opportunity to prove to the public, to everyone involved, to the legislature, that they were willing to stand up, do the right thing, get the throughput, manage themselves in an appropriate fashion, set up court schedules that make sense for the system, not your lifestyle. You are a public servant. You're not the center of the universe. And if that means you got to do more, you do more. I mean, when the public calls on you to do things, I know in my world, it was going to a murder scene, going here, going there, coming back from vacations, you know, because a hurricane was going on. Those are the sacrifices that you make because, you know, the public can vote you in or vote you out. Unfortunately, we've had a very apathetic public that are not clued in to these elections. Now, you're going to have an opportunity to shape the course of the court in a big way in the fall, you know, and when we didn't take the LIFO method here of the last in, first out, and we actually jumped over other judges in order to save Judge Roche, obviously that smacks of a political deal. And I wish the people that involved themselves in that process that got to that, because I could promise you one thing, Honorable Jane Morris, the senator from North Louisiana who's responsible for all this, he doesn't know any of these people. He didn't save that person on his own volition. There's somebody asking him to break with what the understanding of the public was of last in, first out. Now, I call those people that are not willing to stand up, call into this show, call into any show, call the pick the NOLA.com. I don't care. If you don't stand up and take ownership of it, you're a coward. And you're misleading the public. And the truth be told is that the public's going to have an opportunity to send a message to you and any other coward that was involved in this process that they're not willing to accept it. And I hope they do. Because unless and until the public reacts in that fashion, nothing is going to change. We'll be right back.